This is Vexus Radio. That was The Stranglers and European Female. Now, in the news, tail end of last week, was East Cowes-based medical aid charity Mad Aid has turned its experience to sourcing and providing high-quality PPE. And I'm glad to say that on the other end of this telephone, we should have Victoria from Mad Aid. Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning, Ian.
How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. Very glad to come back to Vectis Radio.
Well, the first time you came in was about 8 years ago. You came in a couple of years ago, and obviously this is the first time that we've done this kind of remotely, which is a weird thing, but I guess it's communication. Before we go any further, I've got to ask you, what is Mad Aid?
Mad Aid is a charity which was established in 2012 and stands for Medical Aid Delivered, Make a Difference. And for many years, we've collected a lot of medical equipment and aid from hospitals, hospices, care homes across Ireland, and deliver it to Romania, Moldova, where it was most needed. And by doing this, we had a win-win situation. We helped Isle-wide, the healthcare sector, save money on disposal. We saved the environment by saving this good equipment, serviceable equipment from landfill. And also we helped the hospitals on another end.
So have you ever been tempted to sort of drop the mad, or spell it out? Because it just sounds like when people say it's Mad Aid, you think, what is that? But it's actually really, really important. What was it again? It was medical
aid deliver, make a difference. But over the years, we've proven we have been quite mad. My book I wrote about the experience is called Get Mad. And in many, many cases, I am called Mad Woman because I started from nothing, no experience, no money. And we have managed to send over 70 Arctics, over 500 tons of equipment, and made huge difference.
What a brilliant story. And the fact that you've kind of tied in the mad and accepted that people might call you Mad Lady is great. Now, obviously, in the news very recently, because you're sourcing and providing high quality PPE for care organisations on the Isle of Wight, during COVID-19, this is really, really good for the island. So tell us how that's going.
We're starting very recently, and it's going quite well, and we really want everybody to know that we can source this equipment from Europe. Moldova, it's not in the European Union, but it's just on Europe continent. And it's very, very easy to bring the stuff at the moment on a road with a very, very short delivery time. Because bringing from China and other countries, it takes long time, and it's very big uncertainty. And we've proven this for last 2 months. I was working alongside Moldova government to source PPE for them. And it's proven a huge challenge. So I don't blame anyone when they say that they can't get PPE because it's a challenge at the moment. So with our expertise, with our trusted suppliers, we decided to bring that experience here and provide the PPE where it's needed. And if everybody heard that NHS workers don't have enough PPE, the care workers, very few mentioned the third sector, the volunteers, the charities who are working also on the front line.
It seems a bit strange. Why is it so easier to get it from Moldova and not other countries?
It's not easy from Moldova either. It's just closer. It's been a restriction for export in every other countries, and always tried to supply the PPE for Moldova frontline workers. We tried to import from Turkey, from China, and the stock was vanishing overnight. The bigger countries had priorities. So we, alongside the GIZ, it's a German innovation association in Moldova, we managed to transfer three manufacturers in Moldova to teach them, walk them for process to start producing. So it's very recently they start producing PPE in Moldova. So the GIZ helps them to get the certification, to get CE marking. And in such a way, we can help the 900 people in the poorest country in Europe keep employment in these difficult times, but also help this end by providing the high quality PPE.
Sounds like a win-win situation. What has been the response from the NHS?
NHS, I spoke to the charity department because my dream and my idea will be to donate to NHS. They donated so much to us. They done their own testing on coveralls and gowns. They passed all the tests, and we are preparing the delivery for them for hopefully next week.
So what's know what a mask is, know what a gown is. What's a coverall?
It's a body protection suite. It's a full, including the shoes, the hood, the everything. So it's a body protection suite.
Okay. And how long will, I mean, nobody knows how long this is going to go on for, but is this something that you could do for the NHS indefinitely?
Yeah, I'd love to, and I'm aiming to establish this so MedAid can provide this indefinitely for Isle of Wight. And in such a way, we can help, as I said, the Moldovan be employed, giving the road not just a fish, and also establish every mask you're buying, indirectly you're helping a disabled child somewhere else. It's another aim our charity does. So it's a win-win situation, and if we can set up as a social enterprise alongside MedAid, it will be amazing for everyone.
Well, good luck with that.
And also pretty much a factory cost, so...
Well, good luck with that. I don't know too much about the East Cowes setup, but obviously you're based in East Cowes on the Isle of Wight. Is there a lot of people that are working with you?
No, at the moment it's just me. It's my husband, it's our trustee, and we have a handful of volunteers working remotely. It's just me in our office, and we will try to bring a volunteer when me is not here. We are opening the shop from Monday. We have all the samples, the testers, we have some stock. Obviously, with COVID-19 guidelines, only one person available allowed at a time. It's a quite small one, but we can deliver island-wide free of charge anyway. So,
do you need volunteers? Is this a good point to sort of say, you know, if you want to get involved, give out some details?
Yeah, absolutely. We're always looking for volunteers. So, yes, please, just if anyone willing to get involved, contact us on info@medaid.org.uk or 10 York Avenue East Coast.
Okay. And just talk us through the website. All the details are on your website, what you do?
Yes. We have a www.med-aid.org.uk web page. Also, one of our IT volunteers from PC Consultants are building the PPE page into the web page. So the people will be able to order online as well.
Well, look, you are mad, but mad in a nice way. And I really hope this takes off, because it sounds like you said, it's a win-win situation. Is there anything else you want to say?
Just if you need PPE, don't pay a lot of high prices. We can supply for you, and we can get for you, even if we don't have in stock, within 3 to 5 days on a factory prices. Just a small addition for import and transportation.
And so it's not just for the NHS, then? There's islanders that are listening, you could help them too?
Island charities, island hospices, island businesses, anyone who does need. And as you say, we don't know how long this will take on, and some of us may have to wear a mask forever. So, not forever, but I mean for the next few months. I hope it's not forever.
Just one more question. You mentioned masks forever. Obviously, we're hoping that it's not. I mean, we're hoping kind of, you know, a few months' time we might be able to get back to some kind of normality. How long should you wear a mask for? If, you know, the one mask, just say, for instance, you bought a mask, how long should you wear it before you change it?
Depends. The single-use one, you can wear probably up to 3 hours. The clothes one, they shouldn't be more than 3 hours, but obviously you can wash them and iron and start again. But mostly it depends. How many people you are in contact, but it shouldn't be more than 3 hours. But at the moment, most of them are wearing one a day, because they are so expensive and it's so little of those.
Okay. Thanks very much for joining us today. I really, really appreciate it. And I hope it goes really, really well. And I can't help thinking that it is a win-win situation. So, you know, check out that website again, which is
www.med-aid.org.uk. Thank you very much, Ian. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Victoria.